spend analysis, and make or buy decisions. Spend analysis. A spend analysis determines what is being bought from which suppliers at what costs and what needs to be acquired for new products slash services. A spend analysis involves determining relevant sourcing categories, analyzing the categories, customizing sourcing strategies by category, and analyzing the number and quality of suppliers in each category against goals set for that category. Category analysis can include understanding internal sourcing requirements and specifications. Total spend in that category, more spend is higher priority as it has room for higher savings, as well as the market dynamics of the category, such as whether it is a competitive market, many suppliers, an oligopolistic market, a few large suppliers, or a monopolistic market, one supplier. Areas where suppliers could be consolidated to gain economies of scale or scope can be explored and compared to the value of diversification for minimizing risk. The analysis could result in quantified as-is and to-be costs for use in procurement budgets for inventory. It could also find ways to reduce procurement staff workload or identify a need for new technologies. Information systems exist that can help with supplier spend analysis, for example, consolidating orders to receive bulk discounts and TL or FCL shipping. However, it is important to understand supplier economics for the given spend category before identifying buying tactics and incentives such as volume leveraging, price bundling slash unbundling, or discounts. Spend analysis tools can also help remove errors in supplier databases such as the same supplier being listed under more than one name. Having each supplier in the system only once will help ensure that all volume or bulk discounts are applied correctly rather than having some transactions be unaccounted for. However, some suppliers may need to have more than one potential shipping location listed if they maintain their own distribution networks with their own DCs. These systems can also enforce the use of preferred suppliers. Each organization can specify a set of business rules for purchasing transactions. The systems can help with automated purchase order generation, as well as order acknowledgments and ship notices, make or buy decisions for inventory. The general process for make or buy analysis is covered elsewhere. When it comes to raw materials or finished goods inventory, make or buy analysis follows the general process given there, in that it starts by looking at what is or should be a core competency. The cost of making an item in-house, including inventory carrying costs, is compared to the global market landed cost. In general, the lowest cost for value option will be selected, except when the item has proprietary value, high complexity, or other risks that should be considered in the analysis. One key analysis to conduct when determining what to make and what to buy is to classify goods according to their relative risk and value. Peter Kraljic developed the Kraljic Portfolio Matrix comparing supply risk, for example, supplier power, outsourcing complexity, and profit impact, for example, competitive value, proportion of product cost, to describe possible buying approaches per supply category. As shown in Exhibit 2-35, the matrix creates four quadrants, each representing a type of item. This tool can be used during strategic analysis, for example, when evaluating or rationalizing the portfolio of products, and also when evaluating potential supplier-partner relationships, as was shown in the prior ideal relationship assessment example. Exhibit 2-35, Kraljic Matrix of Supply Risk versus Profit Impact. Non-critical items, generics, or routine purchases have low risk and low value, so these will generally not be elements used in production, but will be peripherals such as maintenance, repair, and operating, MRO supplies. The strategy is to reduce the buying effort and buy these from the lowest bidder with the least logistics expense. Online trade exchanges slash auctions are a good way to streamline slash automate procurement. Inventory strategy for generics is to carry no safety stocks and keep inventory in a single stocking location. Leverage items, also called commodities, have low risk but high value, so these will be the raw materials used in production that are easily obtained, and so any supplier will do. The strategy is to concentrate purchases and pursue lowest cost sourcing. Purchasing in volume will provide economies of scale in price and logistics services. Just-in-time systems are also good for commodities. The organization may need a list of suppliers who should be avoided due to past service failures. Inventory strategy for leverage items is to carry safety stock in each location where the inventory is needed. Bottleneck items, also called distinctives, could be made or bought depending on core competencies and the economics of the situation. These are high in risk to competitive strategy, but low in value to the final end user. The high risk may come from difficulty in sourcing. For example, substitute goods might be hard to find or significantly more expensive than the chosen source. When they are bought, priority should be on acquiring a dependable supply at a steady price, so strategic sourcing, discussed below, is used and as many suppliers as possible are qualified so there is less risk of a shortage. The long-term goal is to use standardization to eliminate the uniqueness of the item, moving the spend category to a different quadrant. Inventory strategy for bottleneck items is to keep high safety stock in each location where the inventory is needed. Strategic items, also called criticals, have both high risk and high value, meaning that no easy substitutions are possible and the finished product will not function without it. Strategic items should provide a competitive advantage, meaning they serve as order winners. When the product is bought, it is done so using strategic sourcing to ensure collaborative design, stringent quality, and production to exact specifications from an organization who has this as a core competency. The long-term goal for strategic items is to keep them as order winners by making innovative improvements, for example, new technologies, simplification, and maintaining strong supplier relationships. Inventory policy for strategic items is to have high safety stock in each location where it's needed.